Hörverstehenstest
2018
Teil 1 Graduation Speech. Dear colleagues, dear parents, and above all, dear students. We are meeting in this beautiful school assembly hall today to celebrate those 46 graduates who have recently passed their final exams at our Nelson Mandela Memorial School. Let me begin by congratulating each and every one of those 46 students on their successful graduation, for which they will today receive their high school diplomas. As the headmistress of our magnificent school, I would like to point out that I am very proud of you, and that you can all be very proud of yourselves for what you have achieved. In the past 12 years, you have studied subjects like maths and sciences, history and geography, language and arts, to name just a few. I am sure that each one of you has experienced moments of success and joy, but also moments of failure and frustration in those years. Well, to be honest, from personal experience as a 45-year-old woman, I can assure you that this mix of positive and negative experiences will not end for you today, because I'm afraid this mix is just what life is about at all stages of our lives. You will soon enter the world of adulthood. You may, for example, decide to keep on studying at university, to start an apprenticeship, or to look for a job right away. However, no matter what you decide to do, you will inevitably experience that life can sometimes be a smooth and joyful journey, but a rough and stormy voyage at other times. But then, why shouldn't it be? After all, our individual lives are like mirrors of what happens in small towns, in large cities, or even in whole countries. Our beautiful country, South Africa, is certainly a good example in this respect. Up until more than 25 years ago, our country was in the grip of the horrible system of apartheid, which meant that black people in South Africa were discriminated against in every sphere of everyday life. Miraculously, however, in the 1990s, our great black freedom fighter, Nelson Mandela, after whom our school is named, was released from prison after 27 long years behind bars. And a couple of years later, he even became the first black president of South Africa. And as a result, apartheid was abolished once and for all. At that time, there was an amazing feeling of hope for a better future throughout our country after those long years of discrimination, racism, and hatred against black people. Of course, even today our country still has quite a few social problems because life simply is not perfect. But let us not forget that there has nevertheless been a lot of progress and improvement in our country in the last 25 years. And it is the next generation, in other words, you, dear graduates, that will have to continue the struggle for a better future. And a struggle it is, no doubt about that. There is one thing, however, that I would like to remind you of. Please never, ever forget what Nelson Mandela taught this country before, during, and after his presidency. No matter what you struggle for or against, never ever lose your respect for your neighbor, for your fellow citizen, or for any human being for that matter. My dear graduates, if you live your lives with this guiding principle in mind, a principle that Nelson Mandela lived by throughout his entire life, you will definitely make the world a better place, no matter how small your individual contribution will actually be. Thank you for your attention. Teil 2. Conversation between Rachel and her siblings. 16-year-old Rachel O'Connor lives in Edinburgh with her parents. Her 17-year-old brother, Edward, and her 14-year-old sister, Linda. Unlike her older brother, Rachel is very interested in and knowledgeable about politics. Her younger sister, Linda, does show some interest in politics too, but she knows far less about politics than Rachel. In the evening, Rachel has a chat with her older brother and her younger sister.
Edward, Linda, last week, Mr. McElroy started a new topic in our government and politics class. It is all about the pros and cons of Brexit. It's really interesting.
Okay, Rachel, let me guess. Your super modern teacher, Mr. McElroy, thinks that it is a serious mistake for Britain to leave the European Union and that the British people will pay dearly for Brexit in the end. Am I right?
Edward, come on. Stop criticizing Mr. McElroy all the time just because you do not share his political views and because you think he's not conservative enough.
Edward, please do not argue with Rachel about politics again. Let her first tell us what they discussed in class.
Thank you, Linda. Well, Mr. McElroy told us that Brexit may have all kinds of political and economic and social consequences. Did you know, for example, that there may be border controls again between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland? That is because the Republic of Ireland, which is an independent country, is part of the EU. But Northern Ireland, which is part of the United Kingdom, will leave the EU with Brexit. Isn't that crazy? It took several decades to finally achieve free travel between the two parts of Ireland, but as a result of Brexit, the Irish may have to set up a so-called hard border between those two separate parts again.
Well, to be honest, I don't really care about the Irish. Let them solve their own problems. That's none of our business. We're Scottish, so we'd better care about Scotland.
But Edward, don't you see that this might affect Scotland too? You may remember that there was a referendum in Scotland in 2014, in which only 55% of the Scots voted against Scotland's independence from Britain. What do you think would be the result if there was another referendum on Scottish independence now that Brexit has been decided on?
But Rachel, why should the majority of Scots vote for independence from Britain the next time? And what has this got to do with Brexit?
Linda, Scotland has always been more supportive of EU membership than England and Wales. Brexit means, however, that Britain will leave the EU. As Scotland is part of Britain, it will have to leave the EU as well. I am quite sure that a lot more than 50% of the Scots would not like to see Scotland leave the EU. So in a future referendum, they might vote for Scottish independence from Britain to give Scotland a chance to stay in the European Union.
Oh dear, I've never really thought about that. That sounds horrible. Can you imagine Scotland not being part of Britain anymore?
In class, we also talked about some other possible consequences of Brexit. For example, economic ones. As you know, London is the biggest financial centre in Europe, with all its large banks and insurance companies. Mr. McElroy told us that a lot of those banks and insurance companies are thinking about relocating from London to Frankfurt, Paris, Dublin, or elsewhere in Europe to continue enjoying the EU's advantages of free trade and free travel after Brexit. In fact, some of them are leaving London just now or have already left it.
Really? But that means Britain will lose a lot of jobs. This will be a big blow for the British economy.
I'm afraid you're right, Linda. I must admit that I will have to think this whole Brexit thing over again. So far, I've really been proud of our country for showing those bureaucrats in Brussels, Berlin, Paris, and also in Europe that Britain does not need the EU and will be able to manage quite well on its own. However, after what you've just told us, Rachel, I am not so sure anymore.